Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. Did you just burp, sneeze, and cough at the same time?
Something like was that. Like, oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah.
We're here yet again.
Welcome back to another chat.
To another riveting conversation.
Riveting. Actually. I've got one topic I'm going to bring up.
Okay.
We can just like tape. We're just gonna like talk about it.
Okay.
I just learned this thing. But before that, Gina's got a story to tell you.
No. I have a story to tell. We were going. Okay. First of all, I think I've said it before. I don't like the beach.
You hate it.
I don't like going to the beach.
You absolutely hate it.
But our very good friend Marcus wanted to have a bunch of friends bike down to the beach, hang out on the beach, and then everyone was coming to my house after for a barbecue.
For his birthday.
And I found every reason. I mean, I was like made up every excuse. I didn't have a bike. My bike was buried in the back. I was going to have to, you know, there was no way for me to get it to Santa Cruz, blah, blah, blah. So night before, I'm getting texts from Marcus and our friend Carl saying, no, I have an e-bike for you. Like, I basically had no more excuses. So I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, because my excuse, my mom, well, I don't have a good like beach cruiser bike, but my mom was here. And my mom's like, I don't ride bikes. I said, no, we're not going to ride bikes. We'll just find out where they're going and then we'll drive there.
Yeah. Well, which is what I was going to do until I got that. And I was like, okay, he really wants everybody to bike down. So anyway, go get the e-bike. If anyone's ever doesn't know what an e-bike is, it how would you explain it? It kind of propels itself.
Yeah.
It kind of rides itself.
And you can pedal.
How would you explain it, Colby? Yeah, you pedal it.
It's like gets charged.
Yeah, it's an assisted pedal. And there's different levels of how much assistance you're getting. So I was keeping it on one and just, you know, pedaling. We were like on a flat surface. So we're like, we all take off to go to the beach. And Marcus is riding really close to me. We're side by side. And he's on a cruiser bike. And he's kind of weaving, like right to left, like with his handlebars. But he's kind of like balancing, and then he's trying to show me something on my bike, and he gets too close and our handlebars completely crisscross, so we're both and they lock into each other, and we're like ho, and then he thinks that his pedal got stuck in my back tire.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, I think that my pedal may have like gotten the spokes of your back tire.
Yeah. So basically, I think what happened, because it felt like, you know, we were locked together and we were kind of like like trying to like get them apart, I think I might have hit my pedal, which propelled me. It shot me like shooting me out of a cannon off the bike sideways. And it was like within 2 seconds, I was like, how'd I get on the blacktop? And I'm laying in the middle of the street and I look back and our friends Carl and Adam are behind me. And Marcus is looking at me like, oh my God. And then their faces. And all I kept thinking was, "What? Do I have like a bone sticking out?
Like so much adrenaline, like you can't feel the pain, but yet like you're like missing an eyeball.
Just pop that sucker back in. And so I pop up, and then I was so worried that I messed up his bike. And I wasn't in like horrible, I mean, I was definitely like bleeding. If you're watching this, you know, I scraped up my elbow, my side. But it was like the adrenaline. You're kind of embarrassed. So I hopped up and I just kept saying, God, I wish somebody had gotten video of that. Like, it would have been just like the most epic video. And so we're riding. We continue down to the beach. We run into friends on the way who are like walking their child in their stroller, and I'm bleeding all over the place. So they gave me baby wipes. I clean myself up. So we get down to the beach and I'm just hating life because I'm sore. I'm sitting there and I'm literally like, everyone's in bathing suits.
She doesn't even take a bathing suit. Like, she's planning on. She's
staying covered up.
She knows what the day is. And we all met at Courtney's earlier in the day. I went over, and me and my mom and Courtney went and got coffee, and then all the friends showed up and they were getting ready to get on the bikes and go. So we left. This is the last time I literally just told Gina, like, hey, call me or text me if you guys need me to bring anything or whatever. And I had no idea until I got a video message where at the end of it, she goes, I'm just out here laying out. And she pans the video and she's got a hat on. She's got her flannel over her head, over her shoulder. She's in black leggings.
I was like that. You know what? I was like that. I'm like an emo kid.
Dude.
Just.
Just out there like.
I was. So yeah, that was. So I'm kind of fucked up right now.
I get a video message. Me and my mom are driving there. And on our way, and I get a text from Gina. And it's a video message. And she's like, hey, actually, I should just play it. You guys could hear it. I'll play it. It's right here. I was like, what? I'm not there for like an hour and a half and you die?
I'm out of your sight for 1 hour?
Like macros.
Hey, I'm a skater boy.
Yeah, I'm
see you later, boy.
She's drunk at this point.
Fell off my bike and like, oh,
it's Marcus's fault.
And my collarbone hurts, so I can't hold the phone up. So, we're here at the beach and I'm, you know, laying out. Getting all the rays, so come down here.
Sun's out.
Just like, hey, get here and take me home.
Yeah. Well, because all the pain in my right side, which isn't even where I hit, it just had started to like inflame while I was there, and that so on Saturday night and all day yesterday, my neck was all swollen up. I don't think it's broken.
Yeah, so
I think I just like whiplashed myself or pulled my muscle or something.
I get this video message. I message her back. She doesn't have really good service where she's at. I get there. We get all of our stuff. We're walking down. She's sitting there. And I'm just like, baby, let me see it. Like, let me look at you. And like my mom's with me. My dad from, you know, going over the handlebars on his mountain bike, he's had so many. Through the years, he's definitely dislocated his collarbones multiple times. He's dislocated his clavicles on both shoulders. So a lot of shoulder injury experience. And so we're looking at her, and because she's got so much pain on her right side, basically up like in her trap, but across like kind of through her collarbone, her chest, her pec, right? All those scalenes down her neck. And it's definitely swollen. I did not even think to ask if that was a side she lit on. I just, like, I knew that she hit her elbow. I've fallen off my bike before. Like, sometimes you get scratches all over the place and you're not necessarily sure, like, how you got those.
Where did those come from?
And it wasn't until later that I then learned that she lit on her left side, but her right, I got by her neck was on her right side is what was hurting so much. I'm looking at her collarbone. I'm like checking it out. Her clavicles, everything looks okay. And later on, my dad kept calling my mom being like, how's Gina? Is there a bump here? Is there a bump here? Like trying to like
figure out.
Yeah,
there was no bumps.
And he basically said, he's like, I think that she whiplashed herself.
Very possible.
And then the more we really thought about it, apparently, and it's like, she's saying like she got catapulted. She told me, she goes, I got bitch slapped off my bike.
That's what it felt like. I was like, just
Carl,
all of a sudden I was like,
Carl was telling me when we were at the house, he's like, oh no, like she was in the air. Like it was bad. But for her to land so hard on her left side and like, you know, your head kind of, you know, it's a follow through. So
yeah,
I was like, well, bam.
Oh, that hurt when I did
it. It would make sense that she's got a little whiplash.
Yeah.
But she's beat up. We hung out there for an hour. We probably would have left sooner, but we were trying to figure out how do we get Carl's bike home. So we're creating this whole plan. Okay, I'll ride the bike. And you guys follow me in the car, and then we'll get to his house, drop the bike off, and go to your house. But luckily, we had a couple friends that both had. Adam lives up the street. He's got his truck right there. Katie drove. She had her truck. So
that was a group effort.
As soon as we figured out, like, oh, no, they can get the bike home. Then she looks at me, and I'm looking at her, and I was like, hey, you want to go? And
she's like, please.
Yes.
It hurts really bad.
I'm like, okay. Packed up our stuff. Got out of there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Went to her house, took a nap on the couch, and then all the friends got there at like...
And hosted.
You know, 45 minutes later than they were supposed to.
Yeah. Which was fine. Which was totally fine. Colby brought up a good point. He goes, you know, Gina, your age, you got to be careful. That could have been bad. I said, you're right. And that's why I work out.
Dude, oh my God.
Just another reason.
Tell him
my bone density, you know?
Tell him what Adam said to you. Adam always has zingers. Adam has zingers.
Our friend Adam has.
He's like quick-witted, just so great. But he has just zingers, and they're always about Gina's age.
He roasts me hard.
He roasts her hard. And he's saying to me, you know, he's looking at me, and he's like, is she on blood thinners? And then I was like, wait, what? I was like, no. And he goes, you know, is she taking any blood thinners? And he says that to her, and she goes, oh my God, fuck you. No. And then he's like standing up, and he's like, so Adam, very athletic, very fit.
Yeah, he's like gone to regionals.
Yes. And yeah,
he's
he's shirt off, hanging out. We're all hanging out, and he's standing up, and Gina's sitting on the ground, and she just looks up at him and goes, hey, Adam, you look really bloated right now. I could not contain my laughter. It was so
perfect
and seamless,
on his face.
And your delivery, like there wasn't any hesitation. The second he like gave you shit about blood thinners, you first told him to go fuck himself, and you're like, hey, also, you look super bloated.
He got super insecure. He kept looking down at himself. And he wasn't at all, but
dude, I'm like,
know.
That's a
just
comment.
To get him back.
And I said, I was there. I was like, dude, that would have fucked me up.
Right.
That comment would have ruined my week. Not even just day. That would have ruined my week.
Well, I texted him the next day, and I was like, hey, thanks for helping out at the barbecue and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, and by the way, I was teasing you. You're not bloated. Oh, because I kept telling him his shoes were ugly too.
Yeah.
Later.
We were at your house,
really weird,
like,
shoes.
Like,
I kept saying, what are those?
You said, you look like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I did. Well, because he's wearing like overalls, and I was like, what are you wearing? And I was like, and your shoes weren't that bad. And then he said, oh, he's like, yeah, you know, you're right. I was probably bloated. He goes, I rode my motorcycle all the way back to Santa Cruz farting the whole way. I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, so that was my weekend. So yeah, still recovering from that. But yeah, it was, you know, still fun.
But you're feeling a little better.
I'm feeling better. I did not get out of bed at all day yesterday till you and your mom came over.
I kept texting her. She's like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm still in bed.
I could not move. Every time I'd get up to move, I'd be like, oh my God, everything hurts.
Yeah.
But today's better. I'm on the mend.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What
was your topic?
So I have had this idea a long time ago and I thought I was going to do it. And now I'm not going to do it. I'm talking to Dana about it. But I was like, you see all these things that are like waist trainers, right? Waist trainers.
Oh yeah. I know people have used
and
those.
I had this idea like, you know what? I should get a waist trainer because I have a hot dog bod. And I should get a waist trainer, and this would be a really funny video to do, like, if it can actually do anything for me, right? Like, do they work? Like, if it's going to work, let's see if it'll work on me. Fairly recently, I was actually, like, looking, like, Googling them. Like, okay, well, how many brands of waist trainers are out there? All right, well, how do you use them? Where do you get them? And I was talking to Dana, but I was like, dude, have you ever like looked into waist trainers? And she told me, well, one, when I was reading it, I was reading up on it. It's like pros and cons of waist trainers. Well, something that is like, isn't great about them is you start trying to change your body. And
well, a lot of that has to do with your rib cage.
Yes, it's your rib cage.
It has nothing
to
do with you.
The bigger issue was that, like, you're moving all your organs around. Like, have to create a whole new area of, like, how things are, like, situated in your belly, like, your organs. And I didn't even think about that. And so, as I'm reading, like, pros and cons, waist trainers, what they can do, you know, how much time do you have to wear them? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, man, that's a lot of hours. I could do it, though. And then I was reading the cons and learning about how it's not really great for your health, because when you start rearranging things in your stomach, like just like when we had, I can't remember her name, who was on our podcast, who talked about the machine that she has for
Yarlap.
Yeah. The Yarlap. She talked about like your hammock. Mm-hmm. And when that's not where it's supposed to be, all your organs and everything, they move.
Right.
And that can cause a lot of problems aside from like looking bloated constantly.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's not for me. Damn. I thought I was just going to make me a waist as if I was made of Play-Doh. And Dana said, she was like, oh no, dude. She said tons of like fitness girls all wear them. And I was like, shut the fuck up. That's how they do it? It was almost irritating. I'm like, yeah, one more thing that now, you know, there's a lot of really hot fitness girls out there, and they all, I would say, everyone starts to look the same because that's what's cool at the time, you know? Like they all have like little waist and big butt and tiny arms, but they like work out all the time and they sell their protein and their program, and it's like, no. No.
Yeah.
And then I learned like, holy shit. You use a waist trainer.
Is it just a belt?
It's like a corset. I looked at them because I thought it was just like almost like a, there are these, they look like waist, they like wrap around your belly, but it's really just for sweating.
Oh.
And I've seen, that's why I asked Dana about it. Cause I was like, I've seen her use them.
But I think they're just, they're used to like melt fat, right?
It's for sweating. Oh. Cause even Dana said like those things, she goes, yeah, I mean, you put it on and it's going to increase a lot of sweat around your midsection. So, you know, if you're just carrying water weight or something like that, like it would help. But I've like was looking into waist trainers because that's they're you know on social online get all these weird ads all the time, but I looked into them and they're like it's like a full on bind it's like a kind of like being bound.
Yeah, but wouldn't that not work unless you were growing, like in a growth spurt?
I don't think so because apparently a lot of people wear them and use them all the time. But you have to.
Well, I've heard that like, people use like them, but I don't know if they actually work. Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. You're already starting out with a build that's a certain way. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
You know, thick. when Brooke says she doesn't have a waist.
I don't.
Okay. Just let me explain.
Or you could just say, I don't have hips.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. When she says that, for those of you out there who are like, that's bullshit. She means that she doesn't have an hourglass type figure.
It but means that's that genetics. These are my measurements, okay? I'm like a 36, 27, 36.
Well, that's hourglass.
Not really.
I mean, I think a lot of people out there would disagree with you.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? I'm sure you guys have seen photos of me. I don't have an hourglass. I don't have like a small, I don't have a small, like a area.
Your waist is not, you have a small waist. It's just in proportion to your hips. It looks the same.
Yeah, it's straight down.
In the front.
Like a delicious hot dog.
I mean, it definitely goes in, but not, yes.
A very small amount.
Yes.
I had a guy tell me one time, and I think I've actually told this story on the podcast, but for sure a very long time ago. So I'll tell it again. I was working out years ago. I was in, like, still in college. This is like it was like 2009, long time ago. But anyways, I was working out at Gold's Gym. I was living in West Hollywood. I was dancing down there. And I had a dude come up to me and tell me that maybe once I had children, I would have a feminine figure. Because my hips would widen.
Well, it's true.
I was like, oh my God, have you ever thought like maybe I don't want my hips to widen? Thank you for your unsolicited advice. Yeah. Fuck.
And I love that it's a man telling you.
Yeah, of course.
Oh
always.
My God. So ridiculous. So it's a no-go on the waist trainer.
Yeah, no, it's a no-go. So hot dog forever.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that are thinking that's not probably the worst body type.
I don't think it's a bad body type. I just thought, you know, sometimes you see really cute clothes and like girls look really stylish.
Yeah, things are cut differently.
And they would just.
For people.
You know, like you're like, oh, that's so cute. And then you go and try something on similar and you're like, oh my God, not for me. All the time.
Same. I used to always just say I was like built like a 12-year-old boy. So, I mean, that's just my body type. 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. Should have been a supermodel.
And then I bought
they
some
are
boobs.
All built like 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
They are. Thin, long arms, long legs, tall.
Angle monsters.
Hey, read the book, Sport Gene. The Sport Gene.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about
that before. They talk about it. Yeah. Read it. They talk about it. It's a really great book, so much science that really discusses how and why, like how we're made up. You know, it's always so funny because you deal with people commenting on it as if like you could change it, right? Immediately. But in reality, when you're a baby, well, when you're being made, there's a bunch of genes and stuff, you know, coming together. You're going to get genes from your mom and from your dad. How that ends up like looking, we don't really know. So you have people that, like a male characteristic is like long forearms, narrow hips, broad shoulders. A lot of these things that make you very good at athletics. That doesn't mean, it's like, I say that in the book, they say it's like, it's a male characteristic, but it's not even that you have to even categorize it as male. It's just like, those are things you'll more than likely get from your father. Yeah, it's like, that's why it's so irritating when people cannot, and they're just trolls, just idiots. Like, they can't like wrap their head around it. So what they'd rather do is be like, ugh, you're disgusting. Oh, you've had too much work done. Ugh. If you have a baby, you'll finally look like a woman.
Yeah. Well, I think they're just miserable people.
It's like, hey,
I mean, I don't even think that it's not that they're, wait, did I say that right?
I don't know.
I don't think that it's that they
try again.
Don't know. I don't wait, not don't. Yeah. I think that it's, they're just dicks and they just want to say something nasty.
Nasty.
That's really what it is. This guy said something. I think, was it on your Instagram?
Oh, what was it?
Oh, let me see. Did you, maybe it was on yours. It was about our last podcast.
Uh-huh.
And this guy says, wait, I got to find it. Is it on this one? Oh, okay. So to be clear, when I was talking about my period, well, one person had emailed in. We were talking about how I like spotted after I was like done with menopause. One person emailed us saying that, you know, in some cases when that happens, that it's cancerous, like that you have some like cancer going on or something. So I just wanted to let everybody know I did go to the doctor after that and it was fine. But thank you for writing in because that, you know, it's always good to get information out there. And then but this guy, basically what I was talking about on the last podcast is that I spotted after I'd been having protected sex was the point.
Was this,
thank God,
this Rich Bigman?
Yes. and if I was not protected, it would have been because I was still with my husband. And when I was joking that I was single and if I had not been using condoms, and then I made a joke like, oh, child support. Obviously, that was not the intent of me. Dude, can trying to trap anyone.
Can I read it?
Yes.
She said, guess what? Child support. So the guy doesn't know this mountain lion is still able. So the guy doesn't know this mountain lion is still able to have kids. And the first thing this one said is child support. So some random dude is giving her the pipe thinking, I'm not going to get this
old bag pregnant.
Just so you know, I was reading it the way he wrote it.
No, I know.
Not going to get this old bag pregnant, let the good times roll, then bam, child support. Weirdos come in all ages.
Called me an old bag.
Oh, a very man. Nice one. A fancy one. Expensive.
Yeah.
Whole leather bags.
I was telling Brooke at one point that my under eye starting to look like a couple leather bags.
I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, if there was anybody that was confused about what I was saying, it was a joke. I wasn't trying this old bag. I'm just looking for somebody to impregnate me.
Dude, it's so funny. It's like, more times than not, we joking.
Yeah. And guess what? I did get pregnant when I was younger. And guess what? No child support.
None.
So no, I didn't even get child support with my, well, because when my ex and I split up, Ruby was still at home. I didn't get child support. I didn't ask for child support for her either. Let's be clear, Mr. Big Man or whatever his name is.
Big Man.
Big Ben or Big Man.
Rich Bigman.
Yeah, anyway, I thought that was funny. Oh, so anyway, we had a girl. We had this person write in, and I wanted to read the email. It's really funny, and it's about dick pics.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read this one?
No.
She actually sends the picture of it.
What?
Yeah.
Show me.
I was dying. It's pretty long. But it's pretty funny. Here, you read it because I can't see.
Okay.
Even with my glasses on because it's so small. It's this one. Don't scroll down yet. I want you to be surprised by it. Okay.
Hi, Brooke and Gina. I just want to start off by stating that you are both so gorgeous, so awesome, so hilarious, and so full of positive energy, and you're awesome between the reps of YouTube videos.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Not an old bag.
You are not an old bag. I've absolutely loved your content so far, especially your story times every time, and I've actually found some of it educational too. That's really good to hear.
That is very good.
You choose such amazing topics to talk about. I really do hope you keep on creating more content, and thank you both so much for taking the time to make it and share with us. I had to write to you with a story of mine after listening to an episode of yours about fuckboys. Just how did we get to the stage we are in right now with dating apps, including the selecting or rejecting of potential partners through a simple swipe of a finger? And the most bizarre of all, the dreaded unsolicited dick pic. Just how did that become a thing? The modern day dating world really is such a strange place. My story is an awkward one about how I and some other women at work got our own back on a fuckboy. Reading it as it's written.
Got him back.
Yeah, got our own back on a fuckboy who sent me one of those. Oh, maybe they got him back. Who sent me one of those? Sent me one of those things, which seems to have become the norm in the modern day dating world. The unsolicited dick pic, and I thought it would be fun to share it with you both. It also shows just what can go wrong if these pics are sent out, especially when they are unsolicited, and especially if they have boasted they are big beforehand. If they have boasted that they're big. I really hope
you always got to be leery of a guy who's talking about how big his dick is.
I really hope that it provides some entertainment for you both in return. So on with my story. A guy I used to work with used to always brag about having a huge penis. He always looked for an opportunity to talk about how big he was and how so many women were after him because of it.
Okay. Right.
He once said that he had a 10-incher. Oh my God. I'm sure you've come across someone like that at some point. This all changed, however, when he sent me a dick pic. His pic was a close-up of his penis with a ruler right next to it so I could see exactly how long it was fully erect. I don't know what he was thinking, but it wasn't anything to boast about. It looked like it was about 5.5 inches long. He then sent a message around 15 minutes later begging me not to show it to anyone else and saying that he was so sorry, but I'd already sent it to every single one of my female friends by that point.
Of course she did.
What woman wouldn't have? If exactly. Only to warn them all about him. Just so you guys know, you sent a dick pic and you're not in like a...
Well, yeah, like in a relationship or in a safe space. Yeah.
That's what
it's
happens.
It's going out.
You're showing your friends. You're laughing.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It was no accident that he sent it to me, as I found out that he'd also sent it to someone else with the same apology to her around 15 minutes
so
later.
What an idiot.
I think that some of them needed a really good laugh, and they sure as hell got one. From then on, we kept on making jokes at work by measuring various items in the office with a ruler and saying things like, "Damn, that thing's smaller than I expected. It doesn't even measure 6 inches." Followed by lots of laughter. It was so funny watching him go as red as a beetroot, even though we weren't even talking about his junk. They really do need to understand that if they send unsolicited dick pics, then it's open season for us to send to all of our girlfriends to point and laugh at, as well as criticize and judge. Telling them that it's small seems to work really well in getting them to stop. The dick pic guy left 2 weeks later, probably through embarrassment. Our boss didn't understand what was going on until after he left. Afterwards, we told her, and she had a really good laugh and said that it served him right. How could we carry on working normally after going through that? This is now the reason I consider an erect penis 6 inches or less to be small. Do they expect us to react to their unsolicited dick pic with a message of, "Ooh, that's such a nice penis"?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck. That's such a nice penis. Is that all for me? Wow, I feel so lucky now. It's so big and such a turn on. Before we magically jump through their screens desperate for sex and then jump on top of them. Surely they must know by now that this approach doesn't work, and we are much more likely to share their pick to friends and have a good laugh at them. Have a good laugh at them. Thank you both so much again, Brooke and Gina, for your wonderful videos and for the laughs they have given me. And I really hope that my story cheers you up and gives you both a good laugh or a smile.
Well, it certainly did.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I'm at the tip.
Yeah.
P.S. If you want to see the pic I received, then I've added it down below just to show how ridiculous his whole approach to me was. If he's keen on sharing his pic with women, then I feel obliged to help him out. The full message I received from him was simply the word like? Question mark?
No.
Oh my God. Followed by his penis pic below. Shake my head. A simple hello would have worked so much better for him and kept him out of trouble too. I find that laughter really is the best medicine when it comes to dealing with these pics. Here's the original pic he sent us. No wonder that as women, our sense of distance is all messed up when men keep on telling us that this is 10 inches long.
Are you looking at it? And it really is an erect penis next to a ruler, and it's about, what, 5 inches?
5.5.
5.5.
You know what? You should be proud of your dick. You should be proud of your penis.
Yeah, sure. But you shouldn't just be sending it to random people.
Not so proud. Well, I would say that this gentleman, not a gentleman, this man, he wanted to be proud of it, you know? But he still wasn't sure. That's why he needed to share pictures of it so he could get, you know, people could tell him how wonderful it was. He needed a what's
validation?
Validation.
Yeah, wrong way to go about it.
Yeah. I can't stop looking at it. Take it away.
Oh my God.
And honestly,
oh Lord. Well, it's just Sue. Thank you, Sue.
Dick pics, man.
Yep. One time, Brooke and myself and another friend, we were all sitting around. This is back when you were married and I was married and then she was in a relationship and we wanted to see who could get a dick pic first.
Oh, yeah.
And Nico and I did not grow up in that age of even having phones with cameras on it. Like if you took a dick pic, you would have to go down and then they would have to like basically process it and somebody else would have seen it. You know, like you go down and take your film in. So we were all sitting there and I don't know, Nico and I were probably married for like 23 years or something, 22. And we all sent it to see who could get one back first. And I got it first.
He didn't even skip a beat.
He didn't even skip a beat. It was like, bam. I was like, oh my God, he really sent one.
No one else got one. No one else received one. Except for Gina.
Oh my God. I got a dick pic recently. And it was a real big one.
Huge.
Huge one. So, of course, I had to show it to my friends.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I would have been upset if you hadn't.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I was just like, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I think guys are so obsessed with, like, how big their dicks are. I mean, girls will talk about it, but it's usually if it's, I hate to say, like, really small.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've definitely had sex with like different size dicks and, you know, average ones.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the sex is just as good with an average dick as far as I'm concerned, depending on, you know, how good they are.
Yeah. Motion of the ocean.
Yeah. What else they can do. Yeah,
this is what you got.
Yeah.
You work it?
Yeah. Do I want to be just like have a pleasurable experience or do I want to be split apart?
Well, that dick pic that you received, that thing will rip you from fucking pussy to asshole. like you just had a baby and you tore.
I just need episiotomy right after. Yes. Episiotomy stat. We got a bleeder. Oh my God. Yeah.
How'd you get the beans above the Frank?
I know. Dude, I know. It's like sometimes you'll get DMs and they'll say like sensitive content. I won't even like click on them. I'm like, I don't even want to know what it is.
Dude.
I want to see some unsolicited penis.
Oh, should I? I'm going to, let's see. This will be fun. First, I was looking at pictures I post on Instagram to see if there's any mean comments.
Uh-huh.
And this one just doesn't even make any sense. But what I will do, I am going to go into my hidden DMs right now. And I'm just going to see if anything jumps out as something I should read to everybody. Okay, so what I'm going to do, you know, better. I'm going to prepare. I will go through just like weird DMs I've received and I'll screenshot them. So on the next podcast, we can read them. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because there are some gems in there.
Yeah, no, this one like isn't a mean one, but I thought it was so funny because, you know, I've talked about this before, but I have like my following continues to grow.
Yes.
And it's usually after I'm hanging out with Brooke and Dana, or then Matt and Bonnie, or someone else tags me in something, and then all of a sudden I get like this influx of followers. And I was cracking up because, you know, everybody gets these DMs of, you know, we want to work with you. And I thought this was so funny to me because a lot of people will say, you know, oh, we want to work with you. Like if you're somebody like Brooke or Dana, they're going to pay them, right? Pay them to, you know, post about something or whatever. Oh, okay. All right. I found it. Hey, love your feed a lot. We'd love to feature you on our page. Shout outs are paid. But we'll give it to you at a real low price, as your content is amazing. 5,000 to 7,000 followers guaranteed. Let me know if you are interested. And we have five same niche pages with over 500K network on Instagram. I'm like, wait, did I just get solicited to have myself pay to be on somebody else's page? Wait, so you mean I haven't made it on Instagram? Hey, if you want to pay us, we'll put you on our page. Jesus. Oh my God.
I just found a DM and they were commenting, this guy, I'm not gonna say his name, commenting on a picture I posted of my mom. Uh-huh. And she was in the pool, in the kiddie pool, and it says, is she single? I'd totally hit that.
Oh. She's like, gosh, thanks. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
I love it when men think that like by them saying that they would nail you is like a compliment.
I know.
Men will nail anything. Just ask Colby. No, I'm just kidding, Colby.
Hey, Colby.
Josefina's like, if she listens, she's like, what? No, we're just kidding. We're just trying to make fun of him. Dude. But no, I mean, it's like guys are so easy. Now they may not be picky about who they're nailing, but they might be picky about who they're saying that they're nailing. It's two very different things.
This one, you could give me a hand job? ?
Like you're going to answer that and be like, sure, would love to. Oh my God, I'd love to. Yeah, you should start reading.
$50,000.
You know what your next dare is going to be?
What?
Your next dare is going to be that you have to answer one of those and go, yeah.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God, I was trying to think of a really good dare for you.
Yeah.
And I think the next time we're in the airport, or like, because like last time we weren't sitting next to each other on the plane. The next time you're sitting down next to somebody that you don't know, you have to be on your phone and pretend you're talking to somebody and be itching your head and say, yeah, I think I have lice.
Oh.
And then ask the person next to you to hold your hat.
Oh my God. Can I set this right here? Really quick.
And just as you're itching. Yeah, I think I've got lice. Fuck. I want to like video it.
Dude.
Video the reaction.
And then only if it's like a super short flight. And then like, and then have to like pretend you're sleeping, but then like put my head on their shoulder. Yeah. So gross. They just like throw me. I get whiplash.
Well, then we both have it.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up, guys.
We'll get some. I'm going to. Whoa. That fell out of my chair. I have a serious jean wedgie right now. We got to get out of this chair. Yeah. Jean wedgie.
And this, these chairs, if you're watching, they kind of like compress you.
Oh, yeah.
It's really kind of collarbone. Yeah. So we're going to go. But thanks so much for listening, guys. And
remember,
don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.